Hey, what's up? This is Martha D. Staub, owner of MDMC Entertainment, and we are not live. We're just recording this one. Sorry. Like I said in the past couple episodes, you can go back and listen to. Oh, this last episode was super emotional for me. Like, I just couldn't believe I was so out there with the things I had to say in that last episode about staying relevant. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword about staying relevant. There are times where I have said I wanted to just hide and never come out again, but at the same time, you have to be present and open to tell the world about your business, and you kind of have to be out there to do so. So it's a really good show. It's a little peeling the onion of who Martha is, and got a little emotional there. Sorry. But here we are nonetheless. I just got done with a staff meeting and things are good. Things are really good. Very, very fortunate. But I saw this topic and I was like, you know, we need to talk about this because it's something that I don't think I've ever discussed this. So we need to talk about it. But, the main theme for today is how to use analytics and data to grow your business. All right. So the first thing, any business owner, and if you're not working with a marketing agency and you're just on your own and don't know exactly what you're doing just yet and you want to grow your business, I'll use myself as an example. When I built my website, I actually tied it into Google Analytics, which is one of the most important analytical tools you can have. I know there are other companies like, I forget what's called Monster Analytics. And there's a couple of other companies out there that tout they're better than Google. Look, I don't care who's out there trying to make money on analytics. The problem is that Google is God. Okay, that's the reason why their name starts with a G. They determine who sees what. And I think honestly, Google gives us their snapshot of how they're analyzing our data and how they're ranking our website and keeping track of who's visiting what. Now, granted, all software is not accurate. I've had moments where I put a pixel in on Facebook and I ran an ad and I look at the Google Analytics and it tells me, okay, 20 people came to your website via Google or via Google's analytics. 20 people showed up. Okay. I go to Facebook and it says only 15 went. And I'm like, who's lying? Which one is accurate? And, you know, truth be told, we're never going to be, I don't think software will ever be as on the nose with their findings, but it's going to be very close. So I typically do not buy into third-party companies that say their analytics are better than Google. I just think Google is God, and I will listen to what they are reporting my website is doing. So I leave it at that. Set up your analytics to Google. Don't even question it. Just disconnect it and go with it. Let a couple months run by. If you're brand new and starting your business, let it run for about a month, see how it's going, check in on it after a month, you know, and then after a month, I would make it a weekly thing. I would do it at the beginning of the week and look at the analytics and be like, all right, this is what we're doing. I used to have marketing meetings on Fridays so that over the weekend I could work on what I needed to work on to implement for Friday, which was, I think, a really bad idea on the fact that the company I was at. But we would do these meetings on Friday, let that idea simmer, and then Monday come back full force. But really what that did was it made me work over the weekend. So that's why I don't advise people to look at their shit on a Friday. Look at it on a Monday. When you look at stuff on a Monday, it's far more productive than it is on a Friday. Because Friday, I just want to fuck around and do whatever I want to do on my own. On Monday, though, I am far more productive. So when I go in and I open up my analytics, I'm like, all right, this is interesting. Let's see what happens. And I mean, I'll do this now. I won't share my screen because I really don't want you guys to know what's going on with MDMC. Not that I don't want you to know what MDMC is doing. I just don't want you guys to see my numbers. Because then, you know, it turns into a thing. Analytics. All right. So, I know, right now is on a Monday, but it's just for the sake of teaching today. I'm going to go into my Google Analytics. Now, I know because of personal things that were going on. Well, not personal things, but we had major events leading up to the big event. So I know from the fact that if I look up my Google Analytics, they're going to be down now because all the money and all the boosting I was doing on Facebook and Instagram, my numbers are not elevated right now. So before September 24th, they were like popping because I threw so much money into my account. That's not the case today. It'll tell you when you open up your Google Analytics, it'll give you a basic, here, this is what's happening this week type of look. In the past 7 days, this is what it is. You've had this many users, you've had this many sessions, you've had a bounce rate of 68% and your duration of time, the people that was on there. And so, you know, for the past 7 days, it's like, all right, that's cool. And then you can see, is it direct, organic, social, where's your traffic coming from? And then my users and my user retention. Obviously, I had a really high number during like September. And then like October, we've just kind of died down a little bit. And what's really cool is that you can see when do your users visit your website. So it gives you like this rectangular grid and times. So it just boom, 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 boom. And then it tells you on the more on the bottom of that, it shows the days. So Sunday, Monday, Sunday through Saturday. And the higher blue, like the darker blue, is when people are most on your site. And then the lighter blues and like grays are like the least time people are on your site. So obviously like 2 a.m, midnight, about to like 8 a.m. is when it starts to get a little brighter. So it's telling me right here, Monday at 10, I had X amount of users and that's a really dark color. And I'm like, oh shit, what was happening at 10 a.m. on a Monday morning? And like, then of course you have other little areas where it's like, it lights up. So this can give you a really great indication of why and when people are going to your site. Where are my users at? This is important. You want to make sure that your website is going to the right country. It should always be in the US, but sometimes websites don't do that. Sometimes if it's an e-commerce site, maybe it hits harder somewhere else. I don't know. And then it also then gives you like a pie graph of the sessions by device. So that could either be mobile or desktop. And you know what's crazy is I have it split down the middle where mobile and desktop are even. So that's interesting. And then of course you can go down further to the bottom of this page and you'll see which pages are getting the most hits. Like I can tell you right now, the home page will always be high. You know, everyone lands on that page. Whether it's Pinterest, you know, you're getting driving traffic from Pinterest and it's going straight to the website, or because you just want on Facebook, Instagram, wherever, it's just your main page. You're not directing anyone to a specific page unless you really direct them to go there. And of course, which is crazy. And I think any time that we're not doing LAX Fan Fest, Authentics, MDMC Authentics will always be the second highest page for us because we have all of the pops and the action figures there. And then events, services, about us. People have been searching Halloween, which is great because we're doing a huge Halloween campaign right now at MDMC Authentics. And of course, some of those Funko Pops are now being on there. So they're being very prolific there. So it's exciting. It's good to see. And then you can actually go into further deep into your analytics. You can go into customization. If there's certain things you want to see, you can dig deeper. You can go into real time. Real time really doesn't help you anything. But I am automatically, the second I go into analytics, I go into acquisition. Because acquisition gives you a broader scope of what the hell is going on with your website. And this is where you're going to determine where you make your decisions, okay? So I'm only looking from October 18th to 24th. I actually want to broaden that out a little bit. That's just a week's worth of data. Since LAX FanFest was over on the 24th and all my ads stopped running, I'm going to go to the 25th of September. Okay. Sorry, I had an email from a client. I've been working on something for like months now. I'm like, are we done yet? All right. So it's been a full month since LAX FanFest today. And you're seeing this video at a different time. But today is October 25th. So I'm actually going to broaden out my calendar from September 25th to October 25th. It's one full month. Let's apply. I want to see what happens with my traffic after I stop running ads. And the reason for that is I want to see what organic traffic's doing, because now I'm no longer running those ads. What's happening here? And I actually am pleasantly surprised, because when you stop running money to advertising, your website kind of just sits there. And it's kind of just blah, 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 kind of dormant. Not that it means to be dormant, but I don't have anything I really need to push right now. So I save those ad dollars for other things. So what I ended up doing, so I have direct traffic. That's typically going to be always my highest. And right now it's sitting at 35%, which is crazy. It's often weird to see direct traffic just be that way. But at the same time, if your stuff is out there, if your website URL is just out there, people are just going to click on it. So my first main source of traffic is direct, then social, then organic, and then referral. And then the last part would be email. Now, I've been running email marketing campaigns, so that's probably how that's coming through. But number one source is always going to be direct. And then when you actually scroll down and see this, it tells you how many users you have, how many sessions they're doing, what's the bounce rate. The bounce rate is super important. The bounce rate tells you how long people are actually staying around and looking. If you're closer to 100, that means people are just popping in and out. They just maybe, usually those are Pinterest links, because people will click on a pin that they liked and then boom, it takes them to a website. And I've done that before, because I see pins that I love and I'm like, oh, let me click on this real quick. Pinterest is one of those hidden things that everyone should be utilizing, but they don't, because they don't understand the power of it. Granted, I've never gotten a sale out of it, but it's important for your organic growth of your website. Like, if you're really focused on SEO, this is where it's important that you have organic traffic going to your website. Nonetheless, it's important. So direct traffic, my behavior there is about 60%. So there's some looky-loos in there. And then social media, people are, you know, a little bit less than that, but they're going through. So what I love to do about social media is I love to see which platform is performing the highest. When I open that up, and this is just from the past month. Now, remember, I've stopped doing Facebook and Instagram ads because my events now ended. I don't really need to worry about it. But I do have traffic coming from various platforms. So right now, for the past month, it's only showing the top five. So the first one up is Facebook. And it's kind of funny because every year there's an industry report of which platforms are still performing the highest. Facebook is one of those platforms that just continues to deliver. And you would think that's weird, because I personally, my usage is very different from what that report reports. But then again, they didn't ask me, or they're not watching me. But I'm always on Instagram, and then I slip into TikTok, and then maybe Facebook. I watch YouTube every day because I watch the news and other channels that I subscribe to, other marketing channels when they come up with new content that I want to devour and apply to my business. So YouTube, it plays a very big role. That's like when I first get up and I start waking up for the day and I, you know, need something to like start my day with. I start with the news and then educational stuff. So YouTube will always be there for me. But what it's doing to my business here, it shows me that Facebook is number one. Instagram is number two. LinkedIn is number three. Twitter is number four, which is funny because we post Twitter, but not that much. And then YouTube, number five. So YouTube's doing its thing. Thank you, YouTube. But what it tells me here, and this is when you come into the time that you want to start making decisions based on your analytics, this is where you can really decide which way to go and where to throw your money at. So I already know organically off the top of my head, all right, Facebook is still doing really good and Instagram is doing great. Off the bat, I would throw my money into both of those and be like, all right, metadata or meta business was when you drew your ads in there, you can pick where that ad is going to be seen. So obviously I click both Facebook and Instagram. Those are the only two options I pick when they ask where you want it to display. I do not put display network because display network, what it does, it goes outside of Facebook and then it just goes out there. So you're getting a lot of eyeballs, but it's not the eyeballs you need. Just random shit. You want to make sure it stays within the Facebook bubble and the Instagram bubble. It's all you need. I have not run LinkedIn ads for myself. I've done it for clients and they've seen results and people showing up to webinars and whatnot, which is great, which is something I'll probably do later on in my business. But for now, I don't need it. So seeing where my traffic comes from the most, that kind of, I put that to the side. I'm like, all right, that's where I'm going to throw my money in. Or I could throw it into Google ads as well. This is where it gets interesting. Now, I know, and business owners everywhere know where their business comes from. Now, if they are localized businesses, they know specifically which zip codes they want to hit. And I've did this a lot working in the construction and remodeling industry. We would hit those desired zip codes because we knew that's where the money was. In my case, because I'm not it's not business to consumer, it's business to business, I'm attracting other business owners. And I think mainly I like to look at, after I'm done looking at acquisition, I will go to audience and I'll do the overview of the audience, because now my business, I can run MDMC from anywhere and I have clients all over the country, from Seattle to Florida. I mean, from Seattle to Florida, from California to New York, it crisscrosses like this. And I have, of course, in Texas as well. So I have clients in all four corners of this country, which is fantastic, and in the middle of the country. So I can work from anywhere. Zoom is still a big thing. I don't have to, you know, and I do fly and I see clients or whatnot, and that's fine, you know. But for me specifically, like, there are certain areas in this industry or in my business that I want to hit. So where am I going to hit at? Well, I don't know. So what I'll do is I'll go to audience and I'll go to the overview. So it's going to tell me how many users come in, how many new users are coming in. But what I love about the audience feature in Google Analytics is I can go into demographics, interests, and geography. Geography to me is super important because I'm a national brand. I can work anywhere. I can get clients in Maine if I wanted to. So I'll go into location. And I can tell you right now, I hit in the past month 16 countries, which is interesting. Let me actually expand that because I'm interested to see which countries I'm landing in, which is weird. I don't know how I get there, but I'm there. Let's see. The United Kingdom. Oh, that's nice. They're number two. Hello, Britain. I wonder where in the United Kingdom. London, I bet. How much? Nope, just says England. Does not break it further down, which is weird. Usually it breaks it down into the city. I have some people in the England area. Thank you. That's where you're at. Canada. That's a good one. Let me see here. Let's see if it breaks it down into cities. It does. It has one not set, so that's usually a VPN. Ontario and Quebec. I don't know anyone in those two areas, but hello. I think I know why that is. I was actually running ads in the East Coast. They probably crossed the border. I don't think they can, but I think it's not that far of a shot to not have people in Canada looking over. And let's see. Ireland, India, obviously the US is first, Australia, Mexico's not on this list? That's surprising. Okay, because I am from Mexico originally. I was born there. But usually I have Mexico's on the list. It's not even on the list at all this past month. Okay. So what I'll do is, of course, I'll look into the US. Now, again, this probably doesn't apply to a lot of you. Oh, interesting. I'll get into it in a minute. But if you are working outside of, well, I mean, it does apply. Let me rephrase. The geography location is super important because what it's telling you is, and let's just say your company's not running any ads at all. You're not doing anything to promote your website. But what it is telling you is that there are people in specific areas that are looking at your content, that are looking at your website, and that they're potentially looking to hire you. So what you can do with this data is you can look at this and be like, I know where I'm going to throw my ads at. So what happens here? Let's say, for example, you're a business in San Diego, California. And let's say you have a desired zip code you want to target. When you're looking at your analytics and you look at the location and you're looking at the cities that are popping up that people are looking at you at, and you see places, you're like, okay, I service that area. That makes sense. They probably saw my truck out there. I service this area. We have a job out there. That's probably why. And you start kind of correlating, all right, who's in this area and where could they have seen me? And then you start seeing the zip codes or the locations that don't make sense, like they're just showing up. And you're like, all right, well, let's just say University City popped up. I'm not servicing University City, but people are there looking at it. And you start looking at the overall schematic of the demographic of people that live in University City. And you're like, there are people that are starting to look at me there. There's a really good viable. Our customer profile lives in University City. Let's run some ads in University City. This kind of gives you the idea of how you should target your advertising. This can help you grow your business if you have to really, really think about who it is you're targeting. Now, on a national scale, like myself, it's a little bit harder, but I use the help of LinkedIn to kind of help me get that target, that profile of who my client is. I know who my client is. I just threw it to LinkedIn and started doing stuff on LinkedIn to do that organically. So, yeah. All right. So, here in the past month, so California, because I live here, California is always going to be the top dog. I have some places, which is really weird. I don't know what's going on in Virginia, but Virginia always comes in number two in my geography search, which is weird. New York should come in second, but it comes in at number five. Number three is not set, and that's usually because someone has a VPN. If you surf the internet with a VPN, then that's kind of where it'll record you came in. It just doesn't know where you're from. So I have a lot of looky-loos with a VPN going in at, this amount of people that come in. Iowa, don't know why. I don't know anyone in Iowa. New York comes in. Oregon, surprisingly, up higher. Just never had Oregon on here. Let's see, Ohio, Texas. Texas should. I know. So my clients. So I have California clients. I have New York clients. I have clients in Texas, Florida, and Washington. Those should be my top five. They are not, but they still land on the list. Let's see. New York lands at number five. And then on this thing, you can actually click on the state and it'll actually expand to the cities that you're in. Let's see. New York, Oregon, Ohio, Texas comes in number eight, which is dismal. I don't know why. New Jersey, Rhode Island comes in at number 10, which makes sense because I have an employee out there right now. He's in New York, but also in Rhode Island. So that makes sense why he's number four or number 10. Let's see. Washington comes in at 11, should be up higher. Florida's number 12. So for whatever reason, my clientele or, yeah, my clients, they should be touting about me to other people. So those states should come up higher. But they're not, and I'm not telling them to, so maybe that's why. Let's see, Illinois, Michigan, Arizona, Kansas, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Arkansas, DC. I'm surprised. I don't know anyone in DC. I don't know if I do. Georgia, Massachusetts, makes sense. Maryland, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. Interesting. So what I like to do, for whatever reason, my home state of New Mexico never comes up. I don't know why. I think this pisses me off because it's like hometown pride. No one's watching me in the state of New Mexico. California will light up all day long. But we're just looking at the monthly view. Actually, I think when I expand it to the year view, it still doesn't come up, which is a bunch of haters in New Mexico. What the hell, man? So I'll zoom out into California. Let's just double click in California and see what's going on. So LA is my top. This is where most of the people look at me from. And that's in the Los Angeles area. Second, San Diego, because I'm in San Diego. San Marcos, that's where I physically live. So of course I'm on my website looking. El Cajon, Long Beach, Oceanside, Pomona, Torrance, a VPN at one location, and Chula Vista. Interesting. So you can kind of see here when you break this out into cities, the people that are looking at my stuff, you can see where they're located. And that way it kind of helps you determine and set up a schematic of strategy of who you want to target. So one of the things that I like to do, and this is just my personal strategy, and because I can work nationally everywhere, this is what I typically do. So New York is a big part of my life. I have big plans for New York. And so I'm always watching what's happening over there. The fact that it's number 5 on this list right now annoys me a little, but I'll click on New York. I've had a couple of visitors from there. Let me see where they're all from. They're all from New York City. So whoever's in the city is looking at me. That's pretty cool. I like that. Let's see here. So for this past month, people that live in the city have actually been looking at my stuff. So that's great. And the bounce rate tells me that they're actually looking. They're spending time looking at who I am and what I do. So you can take with that example, especially when I was running ads in the New York area. I was actually in the East Coast. When I was running East Coast ads back in March, that whole area lit up. It came in second to California. So I guess when I go back to New York here soon, I will make another video ad out there and start doing stuff out there. So I definitely look at my target areas, where my clients are and where the traffic's coming from. So I'll look at Texas right now. Texas should probably be Dallas. Yep. Number one, Dallas. Austin, Fort Worth. Okay. So Dallas and the Fort Worth area, that'll count. On Alaska and Richardson. I don't know where any of those people are, but if you're watching, thank you. So Dallas, of course, comes in second, which is important because, again, I have a very large Dallas client. So people in the Dallas area should know who I am, and you should be making impacts there, which is also a great way to, if I was to do some ads right now. So this is telling me right now, all right, you have a couple of people in Dallas looking at you. What I would do, I would set up a campaign that says everything about my business. Looking at the data of where these people are coming from or where they're looking makes me want to hone in on that specific zone. And let's say I want to get another Dallas client. So I will make up a very beautifully well-written ad about who I am, what I do, and why I'm amazing, and why you should hire me. And then nice visuals. And I would throw like $200 into the state of Texas, mostly aiming towards Dallas. Because when people in Dallas are like, oh, hey, you know, and I'm like, oh, I actually have a client that's down the road from here. You can have that conversation with them and start in, you know, getting those conversations going. And I know that Dallas as a whole is a very rich area for entrepreneurs and business owners that have the funds to hire someone like me. So I know that's a viable source. So hell yeah, I'm going to start throwing some money in that way. Then I can zoom out into the map. I'm like, all right, Martha, where else do I want to hit some targets at? Of course, New York is always where I throw some targets just because I have such high hopes for what I'm doing on that end. Same thing. Make a really nice ad, tell people who I am, what I do, and let them know I'm going to be in the area at this point in time. Schedule an appointment with me. I'll probably put in a Calendly link and schedule a time and appointment, and then let them know I'm in the area at this point and this point, and then invite them to, like, hey, you know, I'll be in the area. Maybe we should meet in person. And make those ads that way. So at least you can catch, you know, you can actually, it's more enticing. People be like, oh shit, she's coming through the area. Let's book this now. And that's how that would work. So it's pretty cool to see where you're reaching people. And I think the geography, especially if you're a national company or even a small company, or a local company that wants to hit specific zones, you can see where people are actually, they've heard of you somehow. Some way the data got captured. So, you know, they're looky-loos in these areas. That's just make it more predominant by running specific ads. And you can do that with Facebook ads, Instagram ads, or you can do the almighty Google ads, which is a little bit more expensive, but totally works, and do it that way. Let's see here. I know this is weird because I'm not showing you a map or anything, but you get the gist of what I'm talking about. And then let's see. So if it was me, that's where I would be running. Let me just click on Rhode Island real quick. We're actually doing a project in Rhode Island here in a couple of weeks. I'll make sure. Yep, Providence. Perfect. That's exactly who I think it is. yeah. Let's see here. It's kind of scary, and I think it's interesting when we start looking at analytics. It does give us the bird's eye view of who people are, where they are, where they're looking from. Like, I have some from Jersey, which is crazy, which I think is probably responsible for LinkedIn. Actually, now that I think about it, I switched out my targeting on LinkedIn. That's probably why I'm getting these weird states. But let me expand out what I would do. Like, let's say at the end of the year, like, after Thanksgiving, going in and you're already planning 2023. What I would do. So from October 25th, let's do compared to previous year. Wait, no. Let's do October 25th of 21. Then apply. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to compare. Interesting. I'm going to compare the year of. This last year, October 25th, 2021 to October 25th, 22. And then the other year that I'm comparing is October 25th of 2000 to 2001. So I've got 2 years I'm comparing. Okay. You can do that on Google Analytics. So it's going to tell me which year was better. And this is a really great example of why you should be running Google Analytics, or I say Google Analytics because I think it's the best. But when you put it up side by side, this is a very glaring notion of your own growth of your website. Comparing, that's insane. I've not done this in a while. But well, I'll tell you about now. So coming in at number one is, of course, California. Now, in the year of 2020 and 21, from October 2020 to October 21, I only had about 30% people from California watching. I've increased that by 378% to now 51% in the past year. Fantastic. So my users are up. My bounce rates are up. It's, yeah, it is insane. All right. And then you can go down to the next set of areas. Now you can see if you ran ads in any of these states or any of these areas, you can actually compare, okay, did my ads perform better or worse last year? And of course, you can go to your actual platform where you're running ads and do that comparison. But like my New York has gone up in the year 20, this last year, 22. Texas, the same. Oregon, the same. It's crazy. It's quite interesting. So if you want to do a comparison, that's a great way to do that. All right, let's go back to location. All right, let's not compare it. Let's just do a year-long approach. So like, let's just say we want to look at what year we were in the past year, which states have we touched? Which states have we not touched? And I typically like to do this because I want to see, am I reaching people? Like, are my ads? And I think between the year of 2020, the only state I didn't touch. Holy crap, that's amazing. Okay. And the reason I say this is because I will sit here and be like, damn, I didn't touch any of these states. I think the year before, I'll do a year comparison. But I remember pulling the analytics out to an intern. I'm like, wow, I haven't touched Montana. I haven't touched North Dakota. I haven't touched Minnesota. Like, I haven't touched any of these states. And I said, I eventually want everyone in this country to, at some point, well, at least one person in each state to know what MDMC is, right? And the only state I didn't touch was Maine. And this is the date from October 25th, 2001 to October 25th, 2022. And like, we can do this. Like, let's go back to, let me see. Let's just say 2020 to 21. Apply. In that year, I will say it was far less. It was. I actually did touch Maine that year. But in the year of 2020 to 21, the states of Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and I believe Wyoming, that little chunk of land. Oh, and West Virginia. That little chunk of land up there I never touched. I don't know why. It was so weird. I was like, that's so odd. And I didn't even touch Hawaii. I've touched Hawaii this year, though. Let's go back here to 2021 to 2022. Apply. So I think I've hit every single state. Yep, except, let's see. I hit Hawaii a couple times. I hit Alaska a couple. I know people in Alaska. Like, that should light up. And then, of course, I don't know anyone in Maine. So at one point during this time last year, I ran a couple of ads. So I did a simultaneous thing. I did one in California, I did one in New York, and then I did one in the US. Just a broad ad in the US. So now that I look back, it's been already, you know, we're coming to the tail end of this year. I'm looking at this and I'm like, "Yeah, okay, that ad actually spread to everybody. That's pretty cool." So I've never been able to light up the US like this. So these are really great indicators to really kind of look at your overall view of things. You're like, damn, okay. You know, there has been growth. There is, you know, and it will tell you. And I think just going by analytical, like if you really need to develop a plan of where you want to hit, what states you want to work in, where you want, what cities you want to target, this will do it for you. It's pretty amazing. So if you understand how to read your data, then you can there build out a strategy out of where you're headed to next. And that's the thing a lot of people don't understand or won't do. Now, you can easily do the same analytical view. And I'm using Google as the base because that's what I base my decisions on, Google. But if you want to use Facebook or your Instagram analytics to kind of look things over and be like, okay, I'll make my decision based on this. I wouldn't necessarily do it that way. I want to make sure you look at all of your data and understand all your data before you come up with a plan. One thing, and I think especially, I think this is really important. So of course, this podcast lives on Anchor. So if I go to anchor.fm, they have analytics. I'll look into their analytics and be like, you know, if I want to run a specific ad for just this, I could, because now I know what people are doing. So like, let's see, I have my audience. Let's look at my audience analytics. tells me, of course, I'm ranking high in the U.S. Russia? The fuck? Hello, Rusins, Russians. I don't know how they say it. Rush, oh, whatever. Hello, everyone in Russia that's listening to this right now. You can go into that, and then you can look. That's interesting. My stuff has changed quite a bit, actually. Interesting. All right, so you can look at these graphics and look at the geographic locations of some of these people, where they're getting your podcast from. Georgia. That's interesting. And you can click on the cities as well. So whatever, I don't know what's happening. I guess Seattle's getting a lot of listens out there. Shout out to Seattle. I don't know who's up there listening. Dan, is that you, Dan? You're the only person I know up there. Let's see. Ohio. I don't know who's in Columbus, Ohio, listening to this, but thank you. It always makes me wonder. I'm like, who is that? And why are you listening to me? Like, of all the things to listen to, why are you listening to me? And, of course, California, San Diego, Irvine, Oxnard. Thank you to all these people, because usually it's just me listening to me. But I know I do have listeners in San Diego, because that's my home city. But, yeah. New York, if I broken down into New York, I got listeners in Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. Love you guys. Jackson Heights. I don't know who lives in Jackson Heights, but what's up? Kew Gardens. I know exactly who's in Kew Gardens. And then New York, Manhattan, Pomona, Killfish, Lewtown, Elmhurst. I know who's in Elmhurst. Shout out to New York. I love you guys. So if you understand, you break down this analytical data, and you understand where you're reaching people, you can develop your plan. And that's what's important. I'll sit here and be like, man, why don't I have clients in this state or this city? You know, there might be, you might be on a travel somewhere and you'd be like, hey, you know, it would be nice to have a client here. Let's see what the industries know, or what the city is known for, what industries are here. And you start building and building and building and building. And this is how you do it. Because when you run ads, and I think this is so important, especially when you're running ads, I was running to get ready for LAX Fan Fest. I think I probably spent $1,000, maybe more, to promote my thing. Thank God I did, because people showed up. You know, people were like, hey, I saw your ad. I saw DDP was going to be here. I've never been to this show. And I honestly, to tell you the truth, that made me so excited to hear. And I was asking people, and they're like, oh, it's my first time here. I was like, oh, how'd you hear about the show? Oh, I saw it on the internet. I saw it on Instagram. I saw the ad on Facebook. And I'm like, yes. So I had real life testimonies of people saying they had seen this and were excited to come because they saw the ad running. So people are not dumb. they will look at it and they will read it. And if they see it, it's like, oh, this captured my attention. And the great thing about targeting ads is now you can, just the way LinkedIn does in SalesNav, you can do that in Facebook. It's very eerie how detailed advertising is in Facebook or Instagram. You can target people by their interests, by income, by anything. Like, you can really get into the nitty-gritty of this. And this is where I said this in a couple of episodes back. It is almost scary how much information is out there. But even then, our information is not our own, because, I mean, this predates like mailers. Like, those people have people's addresses and they're sending them junk mail through the mail. And it's not just junk mail. There are businesses out there that make a living off of getting those flyers to people because they can canvas a certain area. And it's brilliant. I don't know where the databases are to get that type of information. You have to pay someone to get you that. I did that a long time ago, and I had to do some sort of guerrilla marketing for a company I was working for. But nonetheless, it's available and applicable to do so. So now that we live in the digital age, the problem here is that you have to know how to read your data. I would suggest going in and I know Google has tutorials on how, what some of these KPIs mean and how what they mean to you. I try to go into it as deep as I can in some of these. And this is a little boring because you don't have a visual. I didn't really show you my screen to explain, but I explained it verbally so you don't have to like, I don't want you seeing my stuff, okay? But it's enough to give you an idea of if you can understand your percentages, what they mean. It's very easy to go in, just dedicate some time to it. Go in, research what some of these are, what they mean, and then what it means to your business. And once you learn how to read your analytics, I suggest every business owner across the board learn how to read these things. Because you're going to get to a point where you're going to hire a company to do so. And I have heard so many horror stories of companies hiring marketing companies to, you know, give them a report at the end of the month or whatever. And they're fixing those specific numbers when they can easily go in and be like, why does this say this, but it says this here? That makes no sense. So then people have been caught fudging reports because the business owner actually knows what they mean. And shout out to all those people that are just screwing people off fake reports. Like, you're going to get caught. Why would you do that? Hell no. I screenshot everything when I give a report to a client. I'm like, this is what it says. Like, I'm not claiming it's this or that. This is what the hardcore number means. So I encourage and implore all business owners out there, learn what these KPI means, learn what these acronyms mean, and then you can have a leg up on what you're looking at so that when you develop your marketing plan into the new year, you're more set on what it all means, because without it, you just don't know. Right. Right. All right. This was I did not expect this to go this long. It was very detailed. This was very educated, a little boring sometimes, I guess. But much needed information. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next episode. Have a good one and get to strategizing. See you.